Today's passage reading is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message, in due time we will reap, the first session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday School, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences, as an apostle to the Gentiles, the apostle Paul preached the gospel outside Judea, in Asia Minor, and Macedonia and Achaia, which are parts of Greece and Balkan Peninsula and Bulgaria. He also established churches in many places. But he couldn't personally visit the churches often because the transportation at that time was not good. So he gave hope to the believers and reaffirmed their faith through letters. He was once giving hope to the believers in Galatia in his letter that he wrote in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 6 verses 8 to 9 is recorded. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we'll reap if we do not grow weary. This letter became a part of the Bible and has been handed down for last 2,000 years to the church today. It is a never-changing truth that we reap what we sow, and we reap the fruit of the acts of goodness we do. You and I believe this truth, and we have been sowing, not to the flesh, but to the Spirit until now. In the meantime, we sometimes faced persecutions and hardships, but we never gave up. Now the time has come for us to reap what we have been sowing. God called this period the time of harvest. As for the history of our church, God said, it is the third stage of the takeoff. Already a quarter of the beginning year of the time of harvest 2010 is gone, and we are getting into the second quarter. Are you harvesting many blessings? Have you been asking for blessings with unchanging faith? From today, for several weeks, I would like to deliver the message that I shared with you this part Lunar New Year, also in more depth, and I'll make it easier to understand so you can receive blessings. I will talk about what Manmin will accomplish in this third stage of takeoff and what you will personally reap in your lives. Through the message, I hope you will realize the love of the Father God who wants to bless you. Also, I would like you to discover the way to harvest the fruit of blessings. I finished the series last Sunday. So, along with that message and these new series of messages, and Sunday evening service and Friday online services, when you understand them all together, then you can understand the ways to receive blessings that are promised in the Bible. Above all, I urge you to gain the qualifications as the workers of the harvest in this church, the church to which God has given His providence of the end time. By accomplishing this, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all participate in the array of harvesting blessings. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are now in the third stage of the takeoff for our church. I already told you that after the third stage, there is no fourth stage. This third stage is from now until the Lord comes back to take us. If we compare it with a track and field competition, we are at the last leg of the race where we have to run at full speed. there is no doubt about the fact that we are ever so close to the end of the world. We can clearly realize it through the Bible. Matthew chapter 24 talks about the things that will take place towards the end of the world. Matthew chapter 24 verses 7 and 8 says, "The nation will rise against the nation and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of the beginning of birth pangs." And Matthew 24 12 says, "Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold." And just look at this country. Where can we find, where can we not find lawlessness? In prosecutor's office, even in the, with the president's presidential palace, the 청와대, the churches and Buddhist temples, and love has grown cold. Other than this, there are many other kinds of signs too. Matthew 24, 14 says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." And last year, Jesus Christ was proclaimed in Jerusalem, Israel. The event was live broadcast to more than 220 countries. This gospel came out of Israel 2,000 years ago, and this it spread to all of the world, and then it went back into Israel last year. And since then, some of our church staff went there to gather the testimonies of what has been happening since then, and this gospel is being spread all over Israel, and there are so many healing works taking place. And so you will be able to watch the videos for about 3 to 4 weeks in the Friday online services. And this gospel is preached to high officials too. Daniel 12:4 says, "But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase." And the people travel, go back and forth so quickly, so we can reach anywhere in the world like in a day. And knowledge is ever increasing. Now is the time when we travel so fast and are bound so closely that many people even refer to the world as the global village. We have accumulated knowledge upon knowledge. The signs prophesied in the Bible are happening today. I'm not saying this to scare you. Jesus said in Matthew 24:36, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone." In 1992, there was a group of people who were saying Jesus was coming in 1992. At that time, I always told you that nobody knows the day and hour, but the Father alone. But the one who was preaching about the hour, he was saying about, he was mentioning the exact hour and day and the month and year. But still, there were people who were deceived. The Bible says only God knows the exact hour and day, but still there were many people who were deceived. As he said, nobody knows the exact day or an hour. Therefore, we who are waiting for the Lord must be always on alert. Matthew 24, verses 37 to 39 says, "For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah always preached to them." He preached about the flood, the punishment, but nobody listened to him. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. They just thought it was raining a lot, and they didn't know the flood was going to destroy all of them. Noah already preached to them, and he built the ark. They watched him doing, and they rather criticized him, mocked him. Today, the world is filled with sins even more than the time of Noah's flood, or when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. It is such a generation where people commit sins just in the normal course of life, even though they don't do it willfully. They don't even know what sin is. Therefore, wise believers will always try to be on alert. Just like the five wise virgins, we have to prepare the oil, finish our adornment as brides, and wait for the Lord our bridegroom. We Manmin members must quickly finish adorning ourselves as brides and awaken so many souls who are in spiritual slumber. We have so many things to do in this third stage of the takeoff. In this stage is the time when disasters increase. So as you see in this year, in 2010, there are so many disasters. In Korea also, all over the world. Now there are more than double numbers of earthquakes and so many other natural disasters. Some of you might not be aware of the things happening around the world, but there are just so many disasters taking place. Now, what do you do, Manmin? What do we, Manmin, have to accomplish in this third stage of the takeoff? I will tell you in four aspects. First, we have to build the Canaan Sanctuary and a Grand Sanctuary. Grand Sanctuary is a building that will commemorate the human cultivation. It is a sanctuary that will reveal God's glory. From the Grand Sanctuary, God the Father will receive the worship of countless children and beautifully wrap up the history of human cultivation. Canaan Sanctuary is a sanctuary to prepare for the construction of the Grand Sanctuary. The treasures around the world will come to build the Grand Sanctuary. We'll receive these in the Canaan Sanctuary. Even now, there are many people around the world who want to visit our church. Every week, we have visitors. We don't have sufficient facilities now, but once we have the Canaan Sanctuary, we can invite these people without any impediment. We can spread the holiness gospel and the powerful works of God and the vision of the Grand Sanctuary more actively. When God gave us the vision of the Canaan Sanctuary, He said it was a sanctuary of blessing. And this sanctuary of blessing is being revealed in this third stage of takeoff at the time of harvest right in front of our eyes. But as you know very well, for the Canaan Sanctuary to be revealed more before us quickly, we have to accomplish the sanctuary of our heart. God has already prepared everything. When the time is right, what God has prepared for the Canaan Sanctuary will be revealed, and it will be built in a very short period of time. That time has now almost come. But what you have to remember is that we have to fill up the amount that God has set. Some people might say, we say we'll build the Canaan Sanctuary from a certain point in time, but I also talked about the conditions that we have to reach the level that God has, we have to fill up the measure that God has set. We say Canaan land is the land of blessing for the sons of Israel. And what did they have to do? All the men of flesh, fleshly people, they all died in the wilderness. Only those who went into spirit, the men of spirit, could go into the Canaan land. In the Old Testament times, before the sons of Israel went into the Canaan land, they were all sanctified. Of course, being sanctified here is according to the standards of the Old Testament. So when they were crossing the Jordan River, nobody objected to it. Any child, any children, young people or senior citizens, old people, they just obeyed the word of Joshua. Nobody objected or protested. So they crossed the Jordan River. Nobody complained, even while they were marching around the city of Jericho. It wasn't something very easy to do. Their enemies were right there waiting for them. They were preparing for the battle. And from all little children to old, elderly, old senior people, they marched around the city again and again. If they didn't have faith, why wouldn't they complain? They must have complained, but nobody complained. They just obeyed and shouted as commanded, and the city was conquered. Men of flesh all died in the wilderness before they went into the Canaan land. Only the second generation of the Exodus, namely young people who are less than 20 later, grew up, armed themselves with the word of God, and went into the land of Canaan. They showed only obedience in the process. But today in this generation, it is difficult for all of us to become sanctified like the second generation of the Exodus. The world is just so full of sins, and we constantly have newcomers. God considers this situation, and He has set a minimal amount that needs to be filled. He has actually lowered the standard, saying the average measure of faith should be higher than a certain level. So first, pastors and the Levites, who are full-time workers of the church, they have to be sanctified. That's what I've been emphasizing since a long time ago. And also elders and workers, they should also be sanctified. We can't expect the newcomers, new believers to do that. So to go into spirit to struggle against sins, you are trying so hard, and especially in this year 2010, you are trying even harder. And many of you are going into sanctification and spirit. If we pass this average measure of faith, the Canaan sanctuary will be revealed before us. Therefore, pastors, Levites, and workers have to quickly become men of spirit and whole spirit who have accomplished the sanctuary of heart. The members should also diligently become sanctified and reach that level of faith that God wants you to reach. You shouldn't just listen to the word. If you listen to the word, you have to keep it in heart and practice it. If somebody slaps you on the right cheek, you have to turn to the other cheek also. You have to have that love and faith. If somebody whom you dislike forces you to go 1 mile with him, you have to go with him 2 miles also. If somebody asks you for your shirt, you also give him the coat. You have to have that kind of deed. God tells us to love even our enemies, so you have to love everybody. You must not hate anybody. The time has almost come for the day that the Canaan sanctuary is to be revealed. The spiritual lights that come out from the Canaan sanctuary will guide the lost souls to life. I urge all of you to shine with the spiritual light to make the sanctuary shine all the more. The second thing we have to accomplish in the third stage of takeoff is to spread the holiness gospel and powerful works of God in Korea. For us to spread the holiness gospel and the powerful works of God within Korea is a primary concern. To my regret today, so many believers finish their life in faith just by accepting the Lord. They just think they will unconditionally receive salvation just because they accept the Lord. Some people teach that way. So even though they say they believe in the Lord, they compromise with the world and continue to commit sins. They are in fact going away from salvation. But Jesus clearly showed us the way to enter into heaven. Matthew 7:21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter." It's not just in here. There are so many other verses. Those who do not practice the will of God, those who do not obey the commandments of God, they can't be saved. There are just so many verses that tell us, but just I believe and you'll be saved. What is that belief? What is that? That confession, profession of faith has to be true confession. If they really believe, they will live by the word of God. They know there is judgment. And how can they commit sins? So men of God, they can never commit sins as in the 1 John, the book of 1 John. Those who are born of God cannot commit sins. It is Satan that entices people to commit sins, and they can't obey Satan. They will definitely obey the word of God. So many believers do not even know this truth and just attend church without having the assurance of salvation. But you are the witnesses. When you live by the word of God, what happens? You have no diseases coming upon you. In this year, last year, there were so many people with the swine flu, but you are not concerned about this. And you don't face any disasters. In the Friday Olight service, about 1 or 2 a.m., there was a special performance from members of Masa Mamin Church. The team leader of that team, her son, was run by a minibus. He was run over by a minibus and he wasn't injured at all. And you see these things all the time. Even when a big bus ran over one of our members, he was healed in a moment. So God, we are supposed to be protected by God. So those who are living by the word of God, those who have been here in this church for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, for those many years, you never go to hospital, you never take any medicines. This is your life, and that is what God's word says. When we live by the word of God and do not commit sins, we are protected by God. That's what the Bible says, and you are witnesses. So if we believe the word of God, we will obviously live by the commandments of God. But there are many people who say they believe, even though they don't practice the word of God. So many believers do not even know this truth and just attend church without having the assurance of salvation. Some preachers and church workers do not even know what it is to love God. In the Bible, we can find abundant promises of God to bless His children. But in many cases, they don't even enjoy the authority of being the children of God. They do not take in the word of God spiritually, so they don't know why they face disasters and how they can receive blessings. They just live in their hardships. But if we really believe in the Lord, who has forgiven our sins through His blood on the cross, we will definitely cast away sins. If we really believe in God, we will resemble God who is perfect and holy. We will also meet God who works in our lives, protects us, and walks with us. Through the gospel of holiness, countless souls around the world have been taught what true faith is and what truth really is. Now, God wants to show this kind of grace to many souls in Korea too. He will let them hear the holiness gospel to show them the way to cast away sins and become His children whom He really desires. The power of the Holy Spirit will increase their weak faith and cause the flame of the Spirit to burn. In various places, many people will testify to having met God. From this year, I have started participating in activities of church associations in Korea. Several leaders of Christian organizations have now been visiting our church. I had meetings with members of the Christian press and other pastors. I met with leaders of Christian press, the chief editors and printers. It was the beginning of the sailing into the sea called Christian Associations of Korea. We have been able to do this only because the time that God mentioned has come. One member of the Christian press was amazed by the depth of the word, even though I shared the word only briefly. And if we introduce all these deep spiritual messages and powerful works of God, how many more people will be surprised? Before we do our ministry in Korea, I urge you to become the fruit of the holiness gospel and witnesses to the powerful works. Also, I would like you to pray for all the ministries that we have to do in Korea. Brothers and sisters, the third thing we have to do in the third stage of takeoff is to make the world our parish. From the year 2000, for about past 10 years, we were in the second stage of takeoff of Manmin, as you see also on the TV screen. And we have greatly accomplished world evangelism. We had mega-sized United Crusades, pastors' conferences, and handkerchief crusades to spread the gospel of holiness and the powerful works of God. Through the ministries of Manmin International Seminary, MIS, and the World Christian Doctors Network, WCDN, we have been awakening many Christian leaders and intellectuals around the world. Also, many medical doctors, and we'll have a WCDN conference in Rome, Italy, this year. And the doctors there, also many doctors from other countries, they want to participate at their own expenses. And it's a great deal of improvement because they want to participate so much. And there are about seven cases that will be presented. And they love these cases. Those medical doctors medically clarify those cases. And they say they're so good. And also, especially, they like the cases from our church. There are cases from other places too. They are quite old, but in this church, we have new cases every year. So they like them very much. So those who are going to present the cases of our church, the doctors from other countries, they want to present the cases from our church too. So the doctors from our church, they conceded. So it is something good. It's good that you did. So those doctors from other countries, they can present the cases of our church. So they have been awakening many Christian leaders and intellectuals around the world. In order to spread the gospel to more countries and more people, we have done much in the broadcasting ministry through the Global Christian Network, GCN, and Manmin TV. And there have been a lot of improvements, and also it's just a short time since we started, and also the GCN in the United States is getting on the track, and we are preparing it to make it one of the best broadcasters in the world. And we have also doing literary ministry through publishing. As a result, we have established a mega-sized denomination that has more than 9,000 branch churches. That was the Jerusalem, the biggest indoor hall in Jerusalem. We have also preached the gospel and power of God in Israel, the end of the world. But there still are so many souls who are waiting for the hand of salvation. There are many places where the gospel of holiness has yet to reach. Therefore, we have to make a good organization to cover the whole world and spread the holiness gospel more actively. We must have the capabilities to make the world our parish, namely to have all parts of the world as our mission fields. In order to do this, we have to constantly supply the holiness gospel to all believers around the globe. Then all those believers will ride on the same flow as Manmin members and adorn themselves as brides of the Lord. Furthermore, they can also become spiritual warriors and spread the holiness gospel in their regions. Some major ministries of making the world our parish are to enlarge the ministries of Manmin TV and GCN and to supply books and other publications. Now we don't have the Canaan Sanctuary yet, and because the place is so narrow and we don't have enough spaces anywhere, so we can't do whatever we want, but we'll have the perfect plan, so as soon as we have the Canaan Sanctuary, it should be executed. Through broadcasting and books, the gospel is being spread even in the remotest parts of the world. Many listen to my messages and receive my prayer through broadcasting. In Africa or Latin America, everywhere, we have the sermons on TV and other radio, even in North Korea, in China, in Russia, in the Middle East, in Israel. And even in the places where Eskimos live. For this reason, we have been doing our broadcasting and publication with all our life. Not just believers in the main church, but I hope all the branch church members around the world and all viewers of GCN and Manmin TV to take charge of each of your areas. If all our members become workers and cultivate your own parish all around the world, how great a revival we will see. I pray in the name of the Lord that your country or your region will have a great revival. Brothers and sisters, the fourth thing we have to do in the third stage of takeoff is to have the qualifications to go into New Jerusalem. As the human cultivation comes to an end, this is what God the Father wants the most. It is to gain through children. I said I want to go to New Jerusalem with you, even if it is by hooking you through your noses. This is both my hope and firm resolution, not only in words, but in all I can do to actively show you. I will preach again and again that you have to adorn yourself as the bride of the Lord so that you can really go into New Jerusalem. Even if you don't like it, even if young people dislike it, I will have to preach. But thankfully, when I preach again and again, there are a few who leave the church because they don't like it, but most of you repent and turn away from sins and come into faith and live by the word of God, keeping the duties of whole duties of men. Many of you are repenting because I am preaching again and again. So you really thoroughly repent and live in the light, live in the word of God. Many young people, many students, they are changing. In this year, I see quite a few students who are planning to apply for Seoul National University. In the morning, one student was asking me to pray for him. He wants to join Korea University. And I asked him, why Korean university? And said, and his father went to Korea University, and he also wants to go there. And I asked him, you should go to a better school, and you should think about going to Seoul National University. And he said, okay, right away. I preached that you have to study. Last year, I preached a lot, and now they've been obedient, and they're studying hard, and many of them are have good enough grades to apply for Seoul National University. So it is your blessing to obey the Word of God. I will do everything I can to encourage you and let you march on. If you pull the cow or bull, in case of a bull, if they resist, it'll be so hard. Their noses will hurt so much, but still they resist, and it'll be hard for both the bull and the person. So you shouldn't go to heaven this difficult. It'll be so good if you just follow on and easily go to and to eliminate any kind of hardship in your Christian life. I'm working so hard to show you the signs and wonders to make you believe, to let you believe that Bible is true and heaven and hell are real. That's what I'm doing and what I will do. That is also my duty. Every year I show you greater signs, greater wonders. So if you just follow me, New Jerusalem will be reality. Please do not be like a bull who resists being pulled. But still you are following, but it is too slow. If you obey and keep on following, it will be very easy. I hope you will have the qualifications as quickly as possible to enter New Jerusalem, become faithful, and store up many rewards in heaven. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the third stage of Manmin, there are so many things for us to accomplish. There are many things, actually, but I talked to you about the four major things. In the next session, I will talk to you about what kinds of blessings God gives to each of you personally and what you have to do to receive those blessings. Imagine you were to travel on the ocean in a big cruise ship that could accommodate thousands of people. But then, you are late on the day of the departure. You run to the port, and fortunately, the ship is waiting for you as you are entering the harbor. Now, what would you do? I believe that none of you would take your time and walk slowly. Thousands of people are waiting for you, and you must run at full speed. The Canaan Sanctuary is right ahead of us. God the Father is waiting for you to join in the array of the blessings. I hope you will remember this love and cultivate the faith that God wants you to have. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will participate in the ministry of world evangelism and making the whole world our parish. Last week, some of our church staff visited Israel to gather the news about what's happening in Israel after the crusade there last year. And there were so many testimonies, so they were so happy, and they were treated so nicely. And so they were so happy. And we have a letter from a missionary, Sharon Kang. Dear senior pastor, I greet you in the name of the Lord from Jerusalem. In this journey, we visited those who were those were giving their testimonies from northern end to the southern end of Israel, and we could check the gospel has gone to the ends of the earth in all parts of Israel. Your senior pastor's books and newsletters were in every city of Israel, and the gospel of holiness is being preached all over Israel through TV and internet. So many incurable diseases and cancers and heart diseases, epilepsies and diabetes and depression were healed by your prayer, and they were set free from drug abuse. And they received the blessings of conception. And not just those who are attending church, but even those who knew only about Judaism had the testimonies. The gospel of holiness and healing works were took place, even beginning with from ordinary people to high officials, and so many Knesset members, and the vice mayor of city of Jerusalem, and ambassadors. They were also giving testimonies and sending their love to senior pastor. And many pastors in Israel, they consider the handkerchief on which you prayed so precious. And they revive even dying people through the prayers with the handkerchief. And they are healing so many people. And this gospel of holiness and the power of God is being spread from Israel to all of the world. Pastor Daniel Rosen, a Jewish pastor, preached the gospel of holiness in Germany and Bulgaria last week. And he preached a message, and he prayed with the handkerchief on which you prayed, and cancer patients were healed. And many European churches want to join Manmin as branch churches. And Pastor Rosen preached the gospel, especially about heaven that he learned from you. And many people received grace through your books, and they want to translate your books into Bulgarian and Greek. And Pastor Rosen will have another meeting with more than 1,000 attendants in Bulgaria and Greece this week. And he is asking for your prayer. Dear senior pastor, your ministry for 3 years in Israel and the crusade that was a blast of God's power is bearing a lot of good fruits. And so many people express their thanks, and I'm thankful for your ministry, and I thank you, Missionary Sharon Kang from Israel, April 25th. So what the news and testimonies they gathered in Israel, you will watch them in Friday All Night services in Manmin magazines, and let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Father, in this third stage of takeoff, I preached about what we will have to accomplish in this third stage. Father God, let them pray for them. Let us pray for them and accomplish them. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all the members in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who attended a service through satellite all of the country, and all the children of God who attended a service on the internet all of the world, and all GCN viewers and Manmin TV viewers, and all overseas pastors, missionaries, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide, and they've sent their photos and prayer requests from other countries. lay your hands on them and answer to them. Reverend Myungho Chung of Kenya will have a handkerchief crusade in Nairobi Mami Church on April 25th. Fill them with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And from April 26th to 30th, he will have a pastor's conference in Liberia, and also handkerchief crusade, and also meeting with the vice president of that country, and be with him in the meeting, and show your great works in the handkerchief crusades, and let all of them receive healings. From May 1st to 6th, they will have a pastor's conference and handkerchief crusade in Ivory Coast. Pastor Byungnan Choi of Japan, they will have a handkerchief crusade in Tokyo Mami Church on April 25th. Father, show your great works in this meeting. Benjamin Kumar of India, has injured his left leg due to an accident, and let him be able to walk properly. Dainan Nabareba of Mexico has diabetes, heart disease, and arthritis. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Tatiana of Colombia has excessive sweat. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Julia of Colombia has a lump in the collarbone. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and give her strength. Clemente of Venezuela, it quit drug abuse, drug addiction, and smoking and drinking, and let her live in the Lord. And Melissa of Venezuela, let her son Alejandro grow up in the Lord and evangelize her family. And from neighboring country, missionary Kim will have a sixth anniversary service on May 9th, and they will have a handkerchief crusade and seminar from May 4th to 10th. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and protect them. Mongguangsha, let there be more rain in Unnam area. Jo Yo Yo has coughing. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Su Liang, let the disturbing forces go away. And Wang Ai Chin has rheumatism. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yen Ya Pei, let her meet a good spouse in the Lord. Sho Yung Ran has pain all over the body and itchiness. And let the cord of spirit be broken that was made by idolatry. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wei Gui Chin, let her recover the memory power. Wei Sho Jun, give her power of prayer. And Huang Zi Chol, let him be loosened from the addiction to internet. Li Jinfeng, let him grow up and let his height increase. Zhong Haixiong has schizophrenia. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Ben Go Fei, let her fetus grow up with health and wisdom. Ben Weishang, let him move to a better workplace. Mu Zhong Chun, let him do well in the college entrance exam and get into a good college. Jia Su Qin, let her grow up in the Lord and study well. Su Guang Hua, let her cast away sins and come home. Huang Jin Xing, forgive her of her past sins and let her family be evangelized. And Zhang Jianan, let her study well and give her the passion to study. Bei Fei Ying, let her soul prosper and let her be in health. Father God, from all for all the members from head to toe, all in trance and cells and nerves, lay your hands on them, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them health. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Ringing in the ear, go away. Let them speak well. All internal diseases, go away. All heart, liver, kidney, and intestines and stomach, all organs, internal organs, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lung diseases, go away. Itchiness, go away. High and low blood pressure, go away. Diabetes, go away. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, work on them and loosen all the paralysis, last stage cancers, third stage cancers, lung diseases, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Father, drive away poverty and give them blessing of richness. Give them peace throughout this week. Let them lend and not borrow. Let them become the head and not the tail. Father, this week we have a pastor's conference. Give us good weather in your grace and let everything go well in your grace. Protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Light come, Father. Give them strength and power and give them true peace throughout this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.